Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, welcome around the world, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, the great, great advocate who's no longer with us, passed away. You know, every president has a mannerism in which they have addressed the country. Richard Nixon used to say, "My fellow Americans." You know, got an email recently from wannabe Biden saying that he will be the president for all Americans. I mean, every president, in one way or another, claims that, says that. But when you analyze that particular phrase or mannerism, whatever you want to call it, is that really true? Are they addressing all Americans when they make these statements, when they say that? Well, let's look at that tonight. You know, how can they be addressing all Americans when not all people are equal and don't have, and millions of us don't have the basics that everybody else has? I crossed the street twice today, and both times I believe the light changed, because as soon as I got across, the cars were speeding behind me, which means that they probably had to wait when the light was in their favor. Now, is the President of the United States addressing those Americans who have to walk down the street in danger and not read the lights because there's no enforcement? I mean, if you're going to address all Americans, then we should all be on the same level, shouldn't we? There's a store in town that I want to go visit, and I'm reluctant because I don't know where it is. I can't read the address and so on. And I'll probably wind up asking people, and half the time they give you the wrong information. Seems like a small thing. But the president and the wannabe president is saying, "Oh, we represent all Americans." Well, if you represent all Americans, then why aren't you fixing these things so all Americans can access them? You know, I mean, horrible. It's horrible. A disabled woman who had to go get a COVID test was turned away because she wasn't in a car, because she's disabled. She's almost totally blind and in a wheelchair. They wouldn't give her the test because she's not in a car. And yet, the president's and the people who want to be elected claim that they are addressing all Americans. I mean, there are so many issues that affect people who are disabled, elderly, and those who will become disabled. How about those Americans? How many millions of Americans will become disabled within this presidential year? In other words, a year from November. So there's any estimates, but I guarantee you it's too high. So, and how about all the Americans that are driven into nursing homes and lose their homes, lose their assets, lose their identity, forced to take medical treatment that they may not even believe in or want, no choice, no freedom of choice, have to deal with, as we've seen recently here in New York with this horrible governor virus being put in their midst and risks, you know, and people catching it. And yet, these politicians claim they're addressing all Americans. You know, where's the protection? Where's the equality? It's a horror show. It really is. So when I listen to a man or a woman who is a politician, president, or who is president, and they say, they claim that they're addressing all Americans. Well, when we come back, I'll tell you the first thing that goes through my head when I hear that. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, the great, great Akita, the Japanese mountain dog, the cat-like dog, very agile, majestic, intelligent, very intelligent. Akita, adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, out in the Toms River, New Jersey. All right, and we thank her for all her help and caring. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, just to mention a few of the youngsters. And children certainly need more protection and help, especially if they're disabled. All right, so go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight reminds you. Around the world, nobody starves on Long Island. You can call Gary, the name of the organization. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And we have referred people to him, and he has helped, and we thank him for that. So you need dog food, cat food, medical, give Gary a call. He operates on donations, so... You know, he may not always be able to help, but most of the time he manages. 631-484-3085. He's a great guy. He's helped me more than once. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, James Bahamundi is a human rights lawyer, civil rights. 631-783-9662. And remember, he can only operate within what the law allows him. So it's easy to get frustrated and angry when you're disabled and you feel you've been done a great wrong. But don't blame the lawyer. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, and some of our past friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, and don't forget about our buddy Anthony Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, great, great guy. Neglected him last night. Sorry about that, Tony. Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. And check out Mr. Kennedy Realty. Good friend to Inner Sight. Another one of our friends, SuttonInsurance.com. Brought on board, by the way, by Mr. Kennedy. All right, so there you have some cool people who... believe in the good things that we're trying to accomplish. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. Hopefully we'll have an engineer on board soon. The number here, 213-816-1650. If you don't know it, there it is. And talking tonight about how the politicians, and especially those who want to be president or who are president, don't address Americans. And I'll tell you the first thing that I think of when I hear the president brag, you know, and they say all Americans, first thing that comes into my mind, where's the law to protect a blind person who's denied their safety in the form of a guide dog? Now, what would the president do if the average person were denied their safety, you know, and someone or some group or some agency was interfering with their safety? Wouldn't the president step up and protect that group of people in America? Aren't there laws to do that? Well, why are we left out? Why isn't the president, let's take President Trump right now, who is president. Why isn't President Trump protecting the millions of us who have to walk with a guide dog because it's part of our life, our liberty, our pursuit of happiness? Why do they turn a blind eye on us? And then they want you to vote for them. Mr. Trump, President, sir, you should address this issue immediately. You should declare an executive order that every guide dog school must be licensed with regulations. And those regulations ruled upon by the people who use the dogs, not by some distant group that doesn't know the first damn thing about it. We, the blind, must establish those regulations. You say you address all Americans, you're for all Americans. Where's our safety? Where's our right that an agency can raise $100,000 and deny a blind person the dog and keep the money? And you, sir, Mr. Trump, allow them to be tax exempt through the federal government. You do have authority, do you not? You claim you stand for all Americans? Well, the millions of us are left out. And you know, they say if you lose your eyes, that's the worst type of injury and disability that you can experience. And it's probably true. So if you're denied a guide dog and you're blind, you've lost the sight. There's one group called second sight. You don't have the literal eye, so you got the second best, which is the guide dog. They take that away from you. There's no arbitration in a court of law. There's no law. There's no protection. The agency doesn't even have a license, and they make money on taking it away from you. That's even worse. You want to address all Americans? Do it, sir, Mr. Trump. You're the president now. Who knows what's going to be next year? Nobody knows. But this should be dealt with now, immediately. And that's only one issue. People need protection all across the board. How do you expect disabled people to work and contribute to society if we don't have accessibility in a job place? I mean, it's so stupid and ridiculous. The government is overburdened and putting taxes on people. Get the agencies to start helping. Let the government be as a backup, yes. But the agencies should be raising the money to pay for these things. And the government could put up half the deficit tremendously. That would help. And let the disabled person be in charge of the money. Give us the responsibility. It's our lives. Why shouldn't we be responsible for them? For those who are not able, then of course, yeah, you find somebody reliable and bonded and all that to do it for them. But most of us are capable of doing it ourselves. And this is the inner sight way, the way in which you could be addressing all Americans by making this country entirely accessible. You know, with all this pandemic stuff going on, people have got signs up and all kinds of apparatus and all that.
Yeah.
People like us who are visually impaired, we can't read that stuff. We don't know it's there. Somebody tells us, and half the time they tell us the wrong thing.
That's
so
right.
The other day I'm in the coffee shop, and I'm looking on the feeling around on the counter. There's a big sign there with a bottle. First time I discovered it.
Wow.
So I said, What's this bottle? What's this sign? Oh, that's hand sanitizer. I said, well, I hope it's not the kind that is dangerous.
Right.
You know, and the person told me, oh, no, it's not. I said, well, how do I know that? I can't read it.
Right, exactly.
You see, somebody's going to tell you that it's not dangerous. How do you know they're telling you the right stuff?
That's right.
Mr.
That's
President,
correct.
You want to address all Americans? Make these things so we can read them ourselves.
That's correct.
Then you'll be addressing the millions of Americans that are left out.
That's right.
And do it across the board, not just one thing and think that you fulfilled the presidency and the fact that you're sworn to protect all Americans. Well, you're not protecting all Americans when we can't read these things.
Mm-hmm.
You are not. You're protecting the majority of Americans, yes, but not those of us who are disabled and elderly and those who will become so. This system is horrible.
How about when you go to pay for something or when you go to, you know, find out you're at the register? This is what happens all the time to somebody who's sight impaired like myself and yourself. And they tell you to go sign the screen. I'm like, well, how do
yeah,
I know
yeah.
it's the right bill and it's the right amount that I'm paying
sure.
for? I
don't,
you
don't
know what's
know.
On there.
You don't know.
How do I know anything on that?
You're unprotected.
No.
You're
then
unprotected.
Then they begin to tell me what's on the screen. And I said, well, I don't know if that's the correct amount. You
yeah,
know,
really.
I was told that such and such were such and such price.
Well, you don't even know if
read
they're reading
the
damn thing right.
So
don't
I go
forget,
over
somebody...
with them and I go find out. Yeah, sorry. Continue. Continue, Frank. Well, they continue
somebody
they
behind
me.
A counter is trying to work and do all their things, and now they got to read
yeah.
this to you. Chances are they're not going to read it right.
Yeah, or they don't know the price. They don't know all the prices.
Yeah.
You know, they're not familiar with that department. You know,
yeah,
the
right.
person who's familiar with that department, you know, has to come, and then you're backing up the whole line. They're getting nervous in the front.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it gets all, you know, anxious. you know, and you're sitting there,
and
then they go.
Then you got people annoyed at you.
Right, behind you.
People get annoyed at the wrong
uh-huh.
people when they should
right.
be getting annoyed
mm-hmm.
at the stupid system that's doing it to
right.
you.
Oh, I say something. I say mm-hmm. something. Try not seeing on for size. That's what I say. Straight up, try not being able to
you
see
tell them, you tell
the prices.
Them, sure, but people don't do anything about it.
No, they don't.
They don't do
they don't
a
care.
Damn thing about it.
Because it's not happening to them.
Of course they don't care.
That's it.
You know why they don't care? Because
that
tonight,
happens to them.
It's, no. Tonight's show. You know why they don't care? Because the President of the United States doesn't care.
Yeah.
There's the damn answer. Why should the average person on the line care when the President doesn't even address all the Americans? And he doesn't care.
Equally. Mm-hmm.
There's the answer. Right there. The top person in the country does not give a damn about us. Evident by the fact that he's not doing anything about this.
I know.
And no president has done anything about it, as far as I'm concerned. None of them.
That's true. Not one.
None of them. The guy who created the ADA, in many ways, made it worse. He made it freaking worse. You can't even get a damn quote when you're denied your safety in a guide dog. How the hell did that help Americans? That doesn't help Americans. That makes it worse.
Yeah. But we should have had what our poor friend Joe died on. We should have had what Joe always touted, and I'm going to keep mentioning this until the day I die, right? And I'm going to say every law should be made where the disabled are included, period. End of story. That's all. And if you have to recreate every single law.
But you know what
it.
Happened? I'll tell you why they didn't do that. Because they listened to these stupid-ass college jackasses who went to a school and worked at these stupid agencies, and they think they know it. They don't know crap. We know it. We live it.
I'm laughing at you.
They don't live it.
I'm laughing at you. You know why? I was told, now this is something funny. When I went to college and I learned certain things, okay, and I lived certain things too, right? And I would tell people certain things that I was living, and then they would tell me, no, you know, that's not right. And I'm like, no, I know what's right because I'm living it.
I wouldn't give you two cents for these jackasses, these counselors, and all these people who went to college.
No, they would tell me certain things that I'm supposed to be experiencing, but I'm experiencing it in a different way that they're telling me. I'm like, no, I'm experiencing it this way, and I'll tell you how I'm experiencing it, and if you want to listen, you know, that's the fun part.
Yeah, they
you know. Yeah. So,
they're
trying
to tell the person who lived it.
Yeah, that they should be experiencing it this way.
They think they know it better than
you. Are
you
crazy?
Yeah.
I'm living it, and you're telling me. Right.
And they wasted all that money.
No, they're the teacher of the class, and they're telling me this is how a person with paralysis is supposed to experience something. Are you kidding me? I'm the one experiencing it. You
crazy.
Jack off, you know.
In a site around the world.
We have a new caller, by the way.
Yeah, 213-816-1650. By the way, the new television time coming up Thursday night in October, 7:30 will be Thursday night. Channel 20 out here on the island. Goes all over the island. Manhattan Neighborhood Network stays the same. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check out Inner Sight. We're still out there. We have overcome this stupid virus. We have beat it. We have kicked its ass. And we will continue not to be intimidated by the stupidity of this virus. And I urge all these, tomorrow night we'll be doing a show on this. how the doctors should be fighting for the freedom of choice how to conquer this virus. If they really want
to
help people, that's what they should be doing.
They should be fighting on how to deal with all health.
Of course.
I mean, you should have traditional medicine in addition, in tandem with you know, alternative health. Why not?
Damn right.
I mean, come on.
What do they got to lose?
And why not?
Look at all the people that have died.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't die because of alternative healing.
No.
That's for damn sure. Mm-hmm. All right, Inner Sight, what do you say? We got a caller?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It might be Caroline's number or not. Let me just bring in the person, okay?
Inner
Sight. Yeah, it's a 631-997 number. So let's bring it in. Do you know, recognize that number?
I don't know.
The first. Okay, here goes. All right.
You're live. Hello.
Hang on. I don't know why it's not coming through. Here we go.
Inner Sight.
Hello? Hello, Inner Sight. Yes, they don't want to talk.
Are you there? Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Next Tuesday, is the debate in Cleveland, Ohio, next Tuesday, between Mr. Trump and Joe Biden, who's a wannabe. Mr. Trump, of course, in the White House. It'd be interesting to see if they're going to address all Americans. I guarantee you they won't. That's my guess. You know, they will not be addressing all Americans. All right. They'll be addressing the majority.
Find them.
But not all.
Okay.
So, be very interesting to see how that comes up. Hello?
I don't know where that
who
came
is that?
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, I don't know how that came up.
I don't know, but
get rid of that. I did. I found that's how Maureen's line came open. I have no idea how that happened.
All right.
It was weird.
So next Tuesday, the big debate. Let's see if they're going to address everybody. I seriously doubt it. But this is why, you know, this country is in this situation for those of us who are disabled, because we are not being acknowledged. You know, now even when you have a plan that shows the politicians that you don't have to spend more money to help us.
Right.
In fact, you can spend less money. You know.
Right.
Get these damn agencies involved. What are they there for? They don't do a damn thing. And now it's even worse. You know, they're all sitting at home in fear. You know? And it's worse for us, because most of these people from these agencies, first of all, have listened to these doctors. Where did it get them? They have other conditions, so now they're afraid that they're more vulnerable to the virus than they are from listening to these damn doctors. So they didn't do anything for us before. Now it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We can't even get a communication from our own independent living center world.
That's right.
Why? Because it's gotten worse, because it wasn't dealt with and it wasn't addressed before the virus came about.
That's right.
That's the key. So now it's gotten worse because they didn't damn ass listen to us. And that's really the truth. If they'd have listened to us, yeah, it still would have been bad, but it would have been better.
Yeah.
It would have been better because people would at least have a good deal of what we need or on the way to having it.
Right, right.
So there you have it. Because these politicians have listened to these agencies and excluded us. Oh, they don't need this. They don't need that. It's a sided world. People have to make their own. Yeah. Do they say that to everybody? You don't need this. You don't need that. You know? Do they tell people go find your own gasoline? You don't need a gas station.
Yeah.
They don't do that, do they? They make sure it's there, but not for us.
Mm-mm.
I tell you, man, it's a horror. It's a horror show. Until we're made equal, it's going to get worse.
It's already
all right,
getting worse all the time.
213-816-1650, if you want to call in. Do you believe that the president addresses all Americans? If you do, I'd like to hear why you say that. Why do you say that? You know, anybody out there, if you want to talk about that, call us. Because I certainly don't believe that either the president or the man who wants to be president is addressing all Americans.
No, I don't. I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
They're aiming at the Americans that are so-called able-bodied. That's their main audience. They're leaving us out. And we have so many examples of that. You know, horrible. Horrible. The latest, as we mentioned at the outset, worth mentioning again, the horrible thing that Governor Cuomo did to the people in those nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
By bringing in that virus and not getting people out. Where is
That's
the protection? If people are on a program, doesn't that program include protective mechanisms? In the state of an emergency? Does it or doesn't it?
That's right. It should.
If it doesn't, then that means they're just like Nazi Germany.
That's right.
If it does, then why weren't those people gotten out and helped?
Right.
You see, either way you go, there's something going on. Because if you establish a program and there's no protection, what does that mean?
Yeah.
That means you don't really care
about
the
people. Well, I propose something, but he won't do it. Now everybody tells me I'm crazy, but if he really seriously thinks, Governor Cuomo, really seriously thinks those nursing homes are very safe, and he keeps all of our family members in there and keeps us away from them, okay, then he ought to put his own mother in there to assess had the safety of
the
nursing
home. No, he doesn't believe
home.
In those damn nursing homes. Are you kidding me?
No, if he really seriously believes that, well, then why is he keeping our family members locked in there? He's keeping our family members away from us. I know that. I know that.
He just.
But you know what?
He just has to protect the state. That's all he cares about.
No,
he
just has to protect himself. He just has to pretend the appearance. That's it.
Sure.
That's all it is.
He doesn't believe in those places.
He has to cover his butt for putting all the COVID patients in the nursing home when he did. That's all it is, really.
Yeah well... That's what we're talking about. They don't address all Americans.
That's how I feel. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't help how I feel. I mean, I feel that if he really cared about my mom and anybody else's mom or dad, or even somebody who is not a mom or dad, who's just a your average person, who's a young adult, who's in a nursing home as well, if he really cared about that, who's a disabled person, if he really cared about that person, he would have put them in an apartment, established the Inner Sight program that we feel would work.
Establish
It would work, yes.
Sure.
Because if you have a volunteer, okay, that has been, you know, trained, and we then forgive one of their bills, per se. Like, say, for example, they wanted their electric bill for the whole year excused completely. And we forgive that bill. That would be awesome help to them. Or they wanted their rent.
Cuomo could start a fund with his friends to get this thing off the ground if he wanted it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he can very easily.
But he has to defend the nursing homes. He's not going to go against the nursing homes.
Oh, hell yeah. You know why? That's the boys' club. You forget? It's the boys' club.
Whatever you want to call it.
The rich boys' club.
That's the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're afraid of change too.
I don't like that. I don't like when people start something that is very, very, very.
But for that matter, why doesn't
people,
the President of the United States step up and do it?
You know why? He's a part of that club too. You know why? I found out a little thing that really made me very upset. There's a lot. I really don't want to reveal it until tomorrow. I'll just give a little hint to everybody. There was a lobbyist, okay, that lobbied for a nursing home conglomerate that also helped President Trump during his campaign in 2016. So that's basically where it's at.
Yeah, but he doesn't need the money. He's so damn rich.
Yeah, but that fact alone, right there, just puts me, you know, very, very, a very sour taste. Very, very sour taste.
He could take that person who helped him and say, look, George, whatever the hell, I'm gonna set you up in this other business. I'm going with Inner Sight. We're going to set up this volunteer thing. We're going to get rid of these nursing homes because the government's spending too much money. I'm going to set you up in a job where you're going to make more than you're making now.
I just might do that, by the way.
He
and I might
do
use that same lobbyist. I just might use that same lobbyist to help us. I just might. I have that really gut feeling to do it. You know?
Yeah, but you don't have the. You're not President Trump.
No, but I might speak with that lobbyist and find
a way.
That's what I have that gut feeling.
What the president could do if he really wanted to do it.
Oh, yes, he can if he really wanted to. Yes,
you know, he's got plenty of places he can put this guy and have him make double his salary. I bet you the guy would go for it. Who the hell wants to be dealing with these damn nursing homes that everybody's criticizing you all the time?
Well, this guy who owns these nursing homes, who owns a chain of these nursing homes, is ready to go out. I mean, out of the business, not do it anymore, I think. So imagine, he's ready to go out. The other guy's ready to do less, to do lobbying.
Well,
for
I don't know.
Court.
I don't know the man. I don't know what he's ready to do.
I don't know. I'd like to get in touch with all these, this boys club, and find out what they really want to do. Seriously.
You gotta have the means to offer him something.
No means.
To pull this
no
off.
Means. Just talk.
Nah, that's
talk.
Not gonna do.
See what they want to do. See what they want to do. You never know.
No, I mean,
life
I doubt
really
it.
Plays you. You never know.
You could try. You try anything, but.
Try anything, right? Life is very mysterious.
Try Inner Sight.
That's right. Right.
All right. Around the world.
Inner Sight does a lot of interesting things to your heart, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right.
Change has changed a lot of people.
So, you know, we stand ready. Now, we speak to all Americans.
Yes, we
because
do.
Not only do we want to help the disabled and the elderly, we want to help
sure.
the average taxpayer and even the rich taxpayer when you get down to it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because we feel that they're totally overburdened and that the agencies
right.
are not doing their job. And if you look at the May thing that Eyewitness News did, you can see that point brought across. You know,
that's right.
On the Eyewitness
News
piece.
This is not about rich and poor. This is about plain old what's right and wrong. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it's about. I mean,
but we're addressing all the people as opposed to the president who isn't.
Yeah.
You know? Because we want to make everybody equal.
True. I mean, I just think about this as right and wrong, in all honesty. You know, I mean, all I want to be is Suzanne, not, you know, crippled, disabled, deformed Suzanne, seriously.
Well, the government owes us this.
Yeah.
They owe us.
I don't want the accommodation to overwhelm me. I want the accommodation to be part of the scenery behind me. Do you understand? I don't want it. Yes, they do. I want it not to be noticed. I want it to be part of the environment. I want it to be there. I don't want it to be clumsy. I want it to be there and be around and just exist and people not notice it anymore. And go, oh, yeah, that? Oh, yeah. Oh, I never thought of that. You know, I want it to be there.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I want.
That's what everybody else wants.
Yeah.
That's what everybody else has.
Yeah. Like a traffic light. Nobody
thinks
about a traffic light.
A guy came up to me on the streets some years ago. I don't know what it was. I was talking. And he said, oh, you want everything, don't you? I said, don't you?
Yeah, right.
He shot up pretty fast.
Yes, he did.
You know?
You
know,
for
referring
example,
to everything,
you want a traffic
everything
light.
He was referring to everything being accessible,
right.
You know, as it was for him,
right.
Because he's not disabled. I said, yeah, don't you want everything? Don't you have it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he shot up pretty quick, you know. And
yeah.
I want the
You're
same
right.
thing
yeah.
you have, I told him.
Yeah.
Only in a way that I can understand it the way you understand yours.
All right. We have Maureen.
So it is.
On the line. We have Maureen
Simple
waiting.
Thing.
We have Maureen waiting.
All right. In a site, 213-816-1650 around the world. And we'll take a call from Queens, Maureen, our nursing home advocate.
Yeah, okay. You should.
All right. Here we go, live.
Hi,
Hi guys. How are you tonight? Hello. Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
All right. You know, Governor Cuomo, when he went down to Georgia, I don't know if I brought this up on the show. I heard this yesterday. When he went to Georgia, you know, because, of course, nobody knows how to run anything but him. And
all
I don't
right,
know
continue.
Who's the mayor or the governor. I'm not sure. He's from New York also, so he gave him a kiss on both cheeks. The
okay,
Cuomo.
You told me about that. Mm-hmm.
I did say it yesterday?
Well, you started it, I think.
Oh, but you know, when I go to the nursing home, I can't kiss my mom on any cheek.
I know.
And you can't either, Suzanne. You know?
I can't even get to see my mom yet.
I know. I'm waiting to see... When visiting, supposed to start October 1st, see about the testing then, too, which I guess that's a good idea, but oh, you know, to find out anything. but, you know, I want to remind you, too, also, we had here in New York maybe 20 years ago, I think it was, David Paterson was our governor then.
Oh,
he was legally blind, and he didn't do anything for the handicapped either, right?
No.
He was an idiot. Sorry. Did I say that?
It sounded like that.
He was opposed to voting machines, the accessible voting machines, Paterson.
Yes, he was.
He got them?
Yes, he was. No, he was opposed to it.
Oh, he was opposed to it.
He was a real idiot.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, he was. A real idiot. I told you, he was an idiot.
Yeah, so there you go. So, you know, I mean, there we had one right there who was, like us, disabled, and he didn't do anything either. So none of them do anything. That's the sad part, you know? None of them
what
do
are
anything.
You afraid of when you have a disability in a situation like that, and you're in a situation of a little bit of authority? Wouldn't you think you would help your own? Hello?
Right. Well, what was his reasoning for not wanting the machines? Did he give one?
He's an idiot. Sorry. Sorry, dear God. Please stop me from being so judgmental.
So, you know, we have somebody who had a handicap and didn't do anything either. So it's just so sad. We don't have anyone to fight for us but us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I have to be a little bit more respectful. I do. I'm just going to say he just chose not to do so. That's a better way of saying it.
Mm.
Yep. Right? Correct, Frank?
Well, he was thinking of himself. He wasn't thinking of everybody else. It's like what we're
chose
talking about
to
tonight.
So.
He wasn't thinking of all Americans.
That's right.
Because
who
he didn't need it or
machine?
He didn't want it. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
He assumed that everybody else didn't need it.
That's correct.
The way these politicians think.
Who finally did get them? Do you know? Do you know who did get them finally?
We did.
We did.
We did.
Oh.
We fought for it. The American Council for the Blind fought for it.
Uh-huh. That's good.
And we got them.
Because,
we got them.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he shouldn't just...
That's one of our successes.
He shouldn't just
well, he didn't do
himself.
A thing.
As
a matter of fact, Inner Sight met with him when he was senator.
Yeah.
With who? Patterson?
No,
yeah.
Wasn't he lieutenant governor and then he went and became governor?
No, he was. When we met with him, he was a state senator.
Well,
then he became lieutenant governor later.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, he
pushed it through.
Well, and who was that again? I'm sorry, who was it?
Patterson.
Oh, Patterson. Patterson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean.
He don't let me say anything.
Now he's got a radio show. I never heard it, but.
Oh, my.
Oh,
really?
He does?
Oh, my. That's going to be interesting.
I don't think he's talking about helping us.
Oh, no. I
don't doubt
think
it.
So.
He doubted it very much.
She was like, I doubt it.
I doubt it very
one.
Much.
I doubt it.
I wonder
goodness,
who works his equipment. And I think that David Weprin, how you say his name? I don't know what his title is in government either. I wasn't really into government much, except the last few months I really got into it.
Neither was I, girl. Neither was I.
And,
life
I know,
changes.
Right? Kind of liked it better the other way, but anyway, I think he used to read
too.
A lot of stuff for him. His, materials that he needed read. Patterson, I think that David Weprin used to read a lot of stuff to him.
Oh, yeah.
So
he was his reading machine? Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what I heard.
That's why he didn't need a reading machine, or he didn't need the voting machines, or he didn't need any of that. So he was convenient. It was convenient for him.
Yeah.
He had somebody doing it for him.
That's right.
That's,
he had somebody
that
doing it for him.
I would
for
not
him, so.
Want. I'd rather have a little independence and some privacy, honestly.
That's right. Would
it
I?
It didn't matter
would
to
I?
Him, I suppose. For me, I want privacy.
Yes.
You know, people say to me all the time, well, have somebody read it to you. No. No.
Yeah.
And I demand no. I say no really, really forcefully now. No.
Yeah.
Would you like somebody to read your social – I say it straight out. No. Would you like somebody to read your social security card? And then they go, and then they shut up. For real. They
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
They shut up quickly.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, and that's what you're asking me to. Well, this is not. I don't care. That's what you're asking me to do. That's what you, that's the equates to what you're asking me to do.
That's
so
right.
I'm not,
there's
I don't
some
want
stuff
it.
That's personal.
Private.
That you just want, you know.
Yeah, that's private to me. You know.
I am yet to get. You know, when you call like HRA or something, and they ask if you want it in large print or braille or. Audio form.
Yeah.
I am yet to get it in audio form. Is it? And as many times as I have told them that's how I want it, I haven't gotten it that way yet.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So I always have to have somebody read it to me, whatever it is, you know?
Oh, that's horrible. I'm sorry.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're never going to be equal unless we fight for what we want, you know?
Sadly, unfortunately, that's, you know, so.
Yeah, you know.
We will,
you know,
we
if
will
the,
prevail, though.
Excuse me. If people had to go through what we go through, if the president of the United States didn't address other Americans like the way they leave us out, people would be up in arms.
Oh, yeah, they would.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Well, let's say he didn't. Let's say the president didn't address and acknowledge people who drive. Do you know what would happen in this country?
It'd be war.
Yeah.
It would
imagine
be horrible.
Imagine if they turned off. Imagine if they said, "Okay, we're not going to use traffic lights anymore."
Or
signs.
Or
signs. That would be akin. Or rules.
Yeah.
That would be akin to our, you know, us crossing the street. They don't realize that. They think that that's, you know, that's not the same. Well, yes, it is.
It
we
is
have to cross the street
it's
again.
Worse. Because we're at a disadvantage.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
But they don't realize that. They think it's just, oh, so simple. No, it isn't.
Right.
It's very dangerous.
Because they get their
mentality
from these damn agencies.
That's right. Well, you're supposed to listen for the traffic. Grant,
that's what it is.
The traffic, right? You listen for the traffic. Can you listen for the traffic if you have a hearing impairment? No. Not so easily.
Not only that, but I was on Metropolitan Avenue today. That place is so damn noisy. I think it's the noisiest street in the world, actually. But
the noise level
is
horrible.
Yeah, some of them are really bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it would
you
be
all
this
the help
trucks,
you can get.
A million trucks, and it's a very narrow street. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I have some sight, so for me, but, you know, if somebody was totally blind.
Do they have an accessible signal over there?
I really don't know because I haven't been across the street in a long time. I'm usually
well, you
I
could hear it if
but
it was there. Did you hear a clicking noise?
Yeah,
on
a
the
beeper,
corner?
Clack,
I wasn't that close
or,
to the
yeah.
corner. I really wasn't that close to the corner. I went to the bank and then I went to the drugstore, and then I waited for my accessor ride. So I wasn't really that close to the.
You usually hear
you know,
a ping. Or a clack, like I have.
Yeah, most streets I don't hear that on when I'm walking with people.
No,
you know,
they
so
don't
they don't hear that.
They don't have it. Yeah, you know why? I have two very close to each other. Very close to each other.
Yeah.
They have two different sounds. One of them has a clack sound, and one of them has a ping sound. Well, the one that has the clack sound is not that loud because the guy who lives right next to it complained. So I gotta get that made louder because I can't hear it, honestly. So I'm sitting there, where the hell's the clack one? Where the hell's the clack one? I couldn't find the clack one today.
There is one street that
street.
I did hear a pinging on, but that was like it. In all my travels, when I go somewhere with someone, I don't hear anything at the corner. have to be more aware next time, you know?
See, that's where there should be enforcement. No one should be allowed to interfere with that, with a light that's for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they get away with that.
I know. Or then they'll say, oh, it's too much money. We can't do it for all the streets or whatever. You know, that'll be their excuse, too. You know? That'll be another excuse they have, right?
Anyway, inner sight. Maureen, anything else? We're going to move on. We got a few minutes left.
Yeah, no, I can't think of anything. Just hanging on in till this whole whatever the hell it is we're going through is over.
I hope you find something on apartment real soon. Some of these things have really, really been tough to list for long. So, you know, just keep your eye out.
I may end up trying for here. I'll see how that goes.
Okay.
You know.
See what you can do.
I think
and then put your name on other lists while you have your mom there, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, just get her out of there. The main
thing. DNA from the first nursing home she was at the other day. She said, "Get her out quick."
Before it comes back again, that's all you need. I really wish I could do that with my mom, but there's no room here. Absolutely no room here. None.
Yeah, I know.
Not whatsoever.
I know.
I mean, I'm literally living in very tight space. Very.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, here isn't the greatest either, but if it, you know, just get rid of stuff I don't need and make room for her. If they give the okay, that's it, you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's better than being in a place with the flu and COVID, you know.
Yeah, right.
And
it makes me regret taking, you know, accepting what the, you know, Adult Protective Services said makes me regret every minute of it. But what am I going to do? What can I do now? I mean,
I
can't do anything about it, you know.
I know. They're just, they're another bunch, like, they never
they're
check
another
on
bully.
The people they should.
They're a bully. Adult Protective Services is a bully. That's what they are.
Yeah, but they bully the wrong because they weren't there for little Tommy when his father was abusing him. You know,
exactly.
Were they there?
Exactly. They weren't there for anybody. They're not there for anybody in the right persons, the right people.
That's what I mean. They after the wrong people, you know, the ones they should go after.
Disabled, for God's sakes. How the hell do you expect me to, you know, physically do what you asked me to do? You should be, you know, bullying the agency who should have been providing the services. Hello, not me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. No, they always go after the wrong people and never
the right
ones.
We'll be with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, good night.
We're gonna bully the doctors tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Good night, sweetie.
Inner sight.
Okay, good night.
Means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank everybody for listening. Don't forget to sign our petition. And don't forget to read Able News. Get a free subscription online.
Yes,
all
right. Please.
In a sight around the world, and we'll be with you tomorrow night, how doctors should be fighting to give people a choice.
Yes.
Especially with this so-called virus.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about that tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Thank all our listeners all over the world. We appreciate it. And apple cider vinegar, oil of oregano, a couple of good things that helps keep the immune system high. That's the key, world, that immune system. All right. Goodbye, world. Thank you. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.